the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration
and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is Carly and Wendy is here too. Yes, this is our weekly Motivation Monday call. Thank you for joining us. I know that this week is going to be crazy for many of us. As you know, Thanksgiving is Thursday, and I don't know where it came from. It really snuck up on me, and I'm not ready at all. So, we didn't want to cancel this call, but, you know, for any reason. Other than just, you know, first of all, we want to have this call every single week, not just to motivate you guys, but sometimes it gives us a kick in the rear too. So thank you all for joining us this Monday. And, you know, Lindy and I talked earlier this morning, and we really felt like a good topic for today's call should be gratitude. Obviously, Thursday is Thanksgiving, giving thanks for all your blessings. And what better way to start this week than to begin thinking about all the different ways that we're blessed and why it's important to say thanks and why it's important to count your blessings and to be grateful for everything that we have. You guys know that Lindy and I, we love reading books, and we tend to read the same books simultaneously. Maybe that's why we have so much to talk about. But the book that I'm reading right now, and I think Lindy is too, is called If. It's by the author Mark Batterson, and the long title is If, Trading Your If-Only Regrets for God's What-If Possibilities. And it just so happened that the chapter that I'm reading today really talks about the topic of gratitude. It's amazing how, you hear what you need to hear right at the right moment. So I want to share with you guys a passage from this book and, see if this helps you guys in any way. So he's talking about the best advice that he ever got. He actually read from inside a bottle cap, and it was, if every day were a good day, there would be no good days. And if you really can wrap your mind around it, with the bad comes the good, with the good comes the bad. And there's no way to discern between the two if every day was good, right? And so, think about this. You know, sometimes during the summertime, I'll be spending the day over at Lindy's. They have a nice swimming pool, and they have a hot tub. And there have been times when, you know, you jump back and forth between the two. And you know how, like, if you're sitting in the hot tub and you're in there for a while and then you jump into the pool, it feels really cold, like colder than it would had you just gotten into the pool. And the opposite is true, too. If you spend all day in the pool, then you get into the hot tub seems really, really warm. And so it got me thinking about perspective. And the author, Mark Batterson, is talking about comparison in this chapter in the book. And he says, try these on for size. And I'm like, uh-oh, here it comes. He says, if you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million who will not survive this week. If you've never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are better off than 500 million people in the world. If you can attend a church meeting or not attend one without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you're richer than 75% of this world. If you have money in the bank or in your wallet or even spare change in a dish someplace, you rank among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If you can read this book, you're more blessed than over 2 billion people in the world who cannot read it all. So count your blessings. and remind everyone else how blessed we are. I mean, talk about perspective, you guys. If you answered yes to any of those, I mean, I'm sure everybody on this call did. Just think about what people are dealing with all over the world that we're not dealing with at all. And so if you're ever thinking, like, you know, what's to be thankful for, you know, things aren't going so great, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, how can I even say thanks or even count myself among the blessed at this point in my life? But you guys, you can always find something to be thankful for. And when I find myself getting into that pattern of, you know, nothing is going right, I see that my mindset is shifting toward the negative. One thing that we learned to do over the summer, after reading a different book called You're a Badass, is that if something's irritating you, annoying you, not going right, one very quick way to shift your mind is to say, this is actually good because. And so, you know, if you're having issues, if things aren't going quite right in your life, or you're having a hard time figuring out what your blessings are, shift your mindset and say, you know, this is good because, and I guarantee you, you can find something to be happy about or something to be thankful for. So, Lindy, I know that you're kind of going to take this topic in a different direction. So go ahead and jump on. I want to hear what your thoughts are on gratitude.
For sure. You know, so when we really have been focusing on gratitude, and, you know, we have talked about having a vision board and having a gratitude board so that, you know, as your goals and the things that you have set for yourself that you're working towards get accomplished, you move them to your gratitude board so you don't forget what you've accomplished. Another thing that you can do is keep a gratitude journal. And so when I was reading this morning, I came across an article that actually talks about a study that was done on, you know, helping people systematically cultivate gratitude. And the way that they did that was they had them keep a gratitude journal to regularly record the things that they were grateful for. They found that just after 3 weeks, the results were just overwhelming, and that these people that started focusing on gratitude and keeping a journal of the things that they were grateful for every day saw a ton of benefits. Physically, they were sleeping better. They were waking up feeling rested. They were healthier. They were taking better care of themselves. That psychologically, that they had higher levels of positive emotions, that they were more alive and awake and had more joy and pleasure, more optimism and more happiness. And socially, that they were more helpful and more generous and more compassionate and more forgiving and felt less lonely and felt less isolated. And you know, I think, gosh, gratitude is so much more powerful than we really even see, because it is an emotion that requires for us to look at how we've been supported and affirmed by others. And it really, you know, can change one's whole perspective on life, but also improve your health, because we know that when we're feeling good on the inside emotionally, it comes out in so many other ways. I love that this guy's definition of gratitude is it's the affirmation of goodness in the world. That it doesn't mean that life is perfect. It doesn't mean that we ignore complaints or burdens or hassles. But when we look at life, gratitude encourages us to identify some amount of goodness in our life. And then you focus on where the goodness comes from. And it's, you know, it's a full circle of, you know, finding the things that we're grateful for, finding the reason that we have whatever it is, and, you know, circling all of that in gratitude. And, you know, I've heard many times from other leaders that, you know, that we need to keep a gratitude journal. And when you really dig into the benefits of doing that, you see that it's beneficial to you in so many ways. And, you know, Carly and I have talked so much about mindset, and more than anything, part of keeping your mindset right is focusing on the good, focusing on the things that we do have to be thankful for. Because, you know, when you are competitive and you're driven by goals and you want more out of life, it is easy to focus on what we're striving for instead of focusing on what we already have. And so there were a couple more things that he focused on what good is gratitude. And one of them was it allows us to celebrate the present. It magnifies our positive emotions. So the second thing is that gratitude blocks toxic and negative emotions, you know, such as like envy, resentment, regret. Those things can destroy your happiness. So making sure that you are focusing on your gratitude, it helps you, you know, he says that you cannot feel envious and grateful at the same time. They're incompatible feelings. So focus on that gratitude is going to block out those negative emotions. It also says that grateful people are more stress resistant, which, you know, it makes sense. If people have a grateful disposition, they recover from things more quickly. And so gratitude gives people a perspective from which they can interpret negative life events and help them guard against post-traumatic stress and lasting anxiety. I love that. I can see at different times in my life where when I was not focused on the things that I had to be grateful for, that I was super stressed. And while it's hard to shift your focus, it's necessary. Grateful people have a higher sense of self-worth. And that just shows you that, you know, someone, you know, and if you're a spiritual person, you realize that, you know, God's got your back. And I know that that's the way I feel. Like, I count my blessings every day, and I know who's responsible for them. And so I try to make sure that I focus on my gratitude. I'm not saying it's always easy, because sometimes it's hard to not get worked up about the things that we really want out of life that we don't have yet, that we're striving and working so hard for. But focusing on what we have today, we have so many blessings, guys. Just like what Carly was reading, they're all around us, the blessings are. We are a very fortunate people that, you know, it's hard not to take things for granted. And so we really need to just everything, be grateful, say it out loud. I think one of the mantras that I have tried to focus on saying in my mind is, you know, just going over the things in my life that I have to be thankful for, because really, the things around us every day, they're endless, that are, the blessings and the things that we should around in gratitude. So I just thought that was an interesting article too, and I will obviously share this I think I'm going to share the article on my page so that you can read it, because it's awesome.
Thanks, Lindy. You know, so many of the times that I am struggling to find gratitude, you know, what I've come to realize is that I'm being prepared for the person that I'm going to be, right? And so in this book that I'm reading, Mark Batterson tells this story. I think it's just like an old African like folk tale about a king and his best friend, okay? So the king and his best friend go hunting, and as the king is aiming at whatever they're hunting for, the gun backfires, and he ends up shooting his own thumb off. And so his friend had a habit of saying, you know, this is good. And the king says, no, this is not good. And he winds up putting his own best friend in prison for years. And years later, the king is captured by a group of cannibals. And just as he's being tied up and he's about to surely be killed, one of the cannibals notices that he is missing a thumb. And in their culture, they are not going to eat a person or a living being that was not whole in every way. So they release him, which saves his life, of course. He goes back and lets his best friend out of prison. And he says, I'm so sorry, you were right. You know, I had no right to put you in prison. You know, this saved my life. And so you're right, it was good. And then the best friend says, you know, this is good. And he says, no, this is not good. I had you in prison for no reason at all. He goes, no, this is good because I have both of my thumbs. And I would have been with you had I not been in prison. So I thought that that was kind of a funny story. And it, you know, really got me thinking about how sometimes things that don't seem good at all might be exactly what needed to happen to get you to that point where you need to be. So, you know, as we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, I know that there will be ups and downs. You know, getting together with family can be interesting sometimes, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm grateful that we get to do that, that we get to be together, that we get to have a feast, that, you know, I get to see family members that I don't often get to see, that we're all going to be shoved into this one tiny room, and it may be uncomfortable at times, but at least we can do it, because there may be a time when we don't get to do it. So be in the moment, count your blessings, be grateful for what you have, think about what you have and what you don't have, and let that gratitude come full circle, because just like Wendy was saying, the more gratitude you have, the more good things that are going to come to you. It's like this chain reaction, or it really is more like a circle that can be unending. So, Wendy, do you have any closing thoughts before we wrap this call?
No, I think that that's perfect. You know, recognizing all of the things that are around us and saying it to yourself, you know, that I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for this moment. You know, even when you're unsure of why you're going through it, know that, you know, on the other side, surround it with gratitude, and you're going to see it. You're going to see why things happen, maybe not immediately, but over time. Just you know, what Carly said is perfect. Be in the moment. Be thankful for each second that you have with your family, day in and day out, and all of the things that surround you. That you have to be thankful for. I love Thanksgiving because I do think it is a time where people truly look for the things that they have to be thankful for. So have an amazing week, full of gratitude for sure. And, you know, from me, I hope y'all have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And Carly, go ahead and close it out.
From me too. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We will be back here. At 10 a.m. next Monday. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.